Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, August 15th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, we had kind of a trifecta today for the stock market, right? We had some economic data and then two earnings numbers that really kind of paint the picture for the corporate world and the consumer world. First of all, let's take a look at the economic numbers that spooked the market and drove bond yields up. And that was the new claims for jobless benefits fell to a six-year low, right? In addition, we saw a little bit of increase in consumer prices. So, you know, for those who are worried about the Fed stopping their tapering or reversing course on interest rates, you know, this kind of bolstered that view that they may start that process earlier, right? We shall see. You know, I always think employment's kind of a lagging indicator. So we see as we get towards the end of a economic boom or a growth spurt, the employment numbers start to look, you know, better and better and better, as do the wage numbers usually too. So we could be seeing that employment kind of turning around, even though GDP kind of sucks, right? It's just over 1%. And they keep revising the previous ones down lower. In the retail world, Walmart reported and said that you know, consumers aren't spending as much on retail at their stores. We saw that from Macy's too earlier, right? So my guess is that the payroll tax increase, you know, you raise taxes on people, puts less money in their pocket. You take money out of their pocket, well, they got less money to spend elsewhere, like Macy's, like Walmart. So going forward, you know, those companies are telling us that, hey, things aren't going that great. I think we saw back-to-school sales weren't that fantastic either, right? So far. So that's Walmart, that's Macy's, and then we had Cisco, right? Cisco dropped big today. They announced they're going to cut about 5% of their workforce, or 4,000 jobs. And the reason they said is they met earnings, but the guidance forward they're concerned about. They're concerned that there's less spending in the corporate world. So those are kind of the leading indicators, right? Those are kind of the indicators that you know, here comes the maybe more layoffs and stuff like that, right? So we'll see how that goes. But that's kind of the big trifecta that hit the market today. And plus it's kind of a, you know, it's the summer. It's going to be moved around quite a bit. It's August, you know, not typically a great month. September's next month. So anybody who wants to take profits probably stepping up to the plate now and has been doing that for the past week. So how big will the dip be? That's the big question mark, right? I remain in cash. I'm not doing anything. I just still on the there's going to be a correction this summer, and we had one in May. Didn't last long, and now we're dipped again, and we're not even down that much. I mean, there's a lot of panic out there, and it's not really that big of a deal yet, and who knows if it will be. I mean, a lot of folks are thinking that we're still in a secular bear market that started in the year 2000 and hasn't finished yet, so we shall see if that's the case, or if it's just a milder pullback. I sold in May, so, well, actually in February and in May. But, you know, that was just kind of a historical going on seasonality sort of thing. And plus we were high. We had rallied into the spring, and that's usually a good sign or whatever. And we had the reversal day on May 22nd, right? At the time, it looked like it was a key reversal day. Anyways, that's about it. I'll keep it somewhat short. I could talk about the Dodgers again. You know, it's just amazing. They just keep finding ways to win, and you see the clubhouse erupt on the wins, right? Last night was overtime. It was an extra inning game, and, you know, it's just amazing. And even the day before, they had the, you know, it was kind of what they call small ball, right? They had a lot of base hits and a lot of guys who don't normally aren't known for big RBI numbers. They all came through, and you know, last night it was the big sticks. It was Ethier with a two-run homer, and you know, late in the game, Puig with a double, and Adrian Gonzalez with another double, and in the whatever the 12th inning or 11th inning or whatever it was, and they're getting some great pitching. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, what a streak! Just hope they're not peaking too early, but hey, don't jinx it, Muck. And he goes, hey, I'll keep it there. Have a good one. See ya.